Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. It's a new year, so you need to add things to your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. New fresh wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with Pennies that have their essential staple pieces. They have everything you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025. They have cozy knits, baby tees, staple gym wear, really, really soft and such good things. I've worked out in them. I can say they're tried and tested.
They're delicious.
They're brilliant. Yeah.
The perfect pair of jeans, stylish workout clothes, like we said, including their super soft hero matching sets. The yoga pants are so nice as well. So whatever your goal is this year, if you want to be a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into a routine, Pennies will have you covered from head to toe.
I'm trying to make Dano come to Pilates with me still. I think it would really help him. I was looking up. I said it to him when he's gone mad at me last night. He's like, you don't even know anything. I was like, it would help with your football. What? I looked it up and Ronaldo does it.
Oh.
Mo Salah does it.
I can imagine though. Like
former, yeah.
A lot of core and like.
Yeah. And this is all the benefits it gives a footballer. Save the TikTok. So I'm going to send it to him. Pilates for footballers. Here are a few benefits. Build your strength and extend positions, which will decrease your risk of injury. Dano's currently injured.
Oh.
Build strength in your legs and core, making it harder to push you off the ball.
Okay.
Increases balance, which will help you when passing or shooting. Increases mobility, further helping to reduce risk of injury. Helps for decreased stress. Having a clear mind can help improve your performance.
Perfect.
And there's Mo Salah and there's Ronaldo.
Apparently, so there's no bad thing to it. Like
apparently Ronaldo also has done ballet.
Give over.
Yeah, Jane said it to me this morning. So, yeah, I can't imagine him. All I'm picturing him is like a little tutu.
Tutu in a football kit as well, though.
And his big muscles.
Yeah.
And then just a little tiny strappy tutu.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm trying to convince him, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
I think I'll have to do like a private lesson because I don't think he'll go in a room full of just...
In a women. Class.
Yeah. Like, I'd say that's really nerve-wracking.
I need to find one near me. I just hate driving into town for...
Really?
Why are they all in town?
I know.
Someone needs to make one that has a big, huge car park attached to it
that
as well.
Staying.
Because parking in town is near you.
New one exit.
Is there a big car park?
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
Huge. Yeah. Do you know where Will is? Junction 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one in there?
Yeah.
That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
Might have Google.
Yeah. But it's impossible to get an appointment or a class.
Ah, brilliant.
It's so hard. Like, you have to be really lucky and check and get one.
I saw a girl on TikTok and it was her birthday or something and her husband bought her the machine for a home.
Yeah. If only I had the fucking space. My God. You need a whole room for that.
You would. No, you definitely would.
You really would.
It looked like she was kind of in a mansion anyway, so I was like.
Yeah. I think the nice part of it as well is going somewhere and doing it. Obviously, if you got one, bought one yourself, after a while it would be more cost effective. But I feel like I'd be half-arsed and everything. When I do a home workout, I'm like, oh, and I'm like screaming at the telly or like at the YouTube. There's a girl that does it, Nicole, Movement Nicole or something. I've done a few of her home ones. But I'm like, fuck you.
You know what I mean? Like, you're at home. If I'm lying in bed knowing that like I have to go and work out just downstairs.
No. It doesn't hit the same.
No, it really doesn't.
She's brilliant, like, but in the moment, I hate her.
No. It was like, who was your one that we were all doing during COVID?
Oh.
There was workout things.
Oh, God.
We were all doing.
Chloe Ting?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. She was like COVID workout queen. Oh, God. Rant of the week this week. We get to give out about something every week and just not feel bad about it and not feel like we're being negative.
Yep.
Mine is that I get blamed for everything going wrong in the world.
Oh.
Something goes wrong in Ireland, Charlene.
Charlene did it, obviously.
Burnt my toast, Charlene. Obviously broke all the toasters.
Yeah.
Basically, a video was made saying that an influencer held up a plane. And I think it was like, how do I tell my dad that an influencer held up a plane making a video or something? And people assumed it was me because I've made a couple of videos now where I'm running to the airport and I'm like running around like nearly probably in a few minutes missing my flight. But I never, I'm close to me. Like I've always made it. I've never been like called on the phone.
No.
Like or whatever it's called, intercom. I'm always with other people going on. I'm not the last person running. Like
if anything, your thing is you're late to the airport.
Yeah.
You're not late for your flight.
No, never. Yeah, I still always make it. And sometimes with a lot of time if the flights, because flights are always late. Airplanes never take off when they're meant to really. They don't. They tell you that they will and they don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go with the positive side and just try hope that they're late. The only one's ever missed is a connecting twice.
Yeah, I've missed connecting
But that's
flight.
Because my flight was late, not because I was late. Anyway, the video was made and all the comments were obviously blaming me. Comments saying that I've sat on their Lewis and took up 4 seats. It wouldn't move my bags, let people sit down.
Have you ever been on a Lewis?
Yeah, but not in years because it doesn't even go near me.
Yeah.
Great mode of transport. No hate to the Lewis, but I just don't have one close to me, so I'd have to get a bus to the Lewis if I wanted to use it. Like,
okay.
It's just not like handy for me at all. So that's not true. And then yeah, all the comments just blame me, saying I held up the flights. There was someone being like in the comments, being like, oh, yeah, same happened to me. This person, blah, 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 like saying times when influencers held up their flights. That doesn't happen. Flights do not wait.
I don't understand why they're saying like influencers held up flights. Flights don't discriminate against, or they don't like pick and choose if you're an influencer or if you're not. Do you know what I mean?
They don't
They're not going to wait. Oh, sorry, she's an influencer. We have to wait for her.
No,
it does. I'm pretty sure it does not work like that. They're not going to look at your name and be like, oh, I know that's an influencer. I know. Better wait for her.
And someone literally can't be like, I know people, at least a few people that have said that you've delayed their flights. Lies.
Why, I have what?
If I miss my flight, that is my problem. And then someone said, oh, you're so obnoxious being late for the airport. But how? I don't understand. Like people, I'm not asking people to move out of the way so I can skip the queue. It's not so like I'm holding up anyone in the airport who's working. Like they're going to be there anyway. Like,
and I mean this in the nicest way possible. Like
the airport doesn't care about me.
Exactly. Like none of us are like.
I wish the airport cared about me as much as people who hate me care about me. Because honestly, that would be great.
No influencer is important enough to be like.
No one's.
Ryanair, wait for me. Aer Lingus, wait for me. Do you know what
honestly,
I mean?
Honestly, the president is the only man that probably has that power.
No one has that power to do that. So I don't understand why they're all like, oh yeah, definitely happened. I was sitting on the flight and Charlene made it late.
Honestly, put accuse an influencer or something in a video. That's a guaranteed way to get a viral video.
Is
people
it?
Are like, yeah.
Oh, they love to just jump on the bandwagon.
It's like in hate.
God.
Yeah. So
it's funny. It's grand.
Yeah.
Roll with it, like.
Yeah. So I told our taxi man yesterday. About
You're so cute.
He was cute.
I loved him. His car was fucking deadly as well.
Gorgeous,
wasn't it?
He was just loving it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you would.
Bit of goss.
Yeah. A bit of like. Yeah. And then he was telling us about someone he had who was very rude.
Oh, yeah, but he couldn't tell us who it was.
Yeah, but he was like, yeah, and he was like, I don't care who he was. I let him out on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Dad.
See?
Right. Because he was so rude to him. That's my rant of the week. People are just crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
My rant is everyone that we met in the airport yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Sorry. Just because you're in the lounge, fuck off.
That man.
I sat down. Me and Charlene were chatting. Number one, is there a sign somewhere in the lounge to be like, shush, you have to keep your voice at a minimum.
Well, there should have been when that man I met was on the phone.
Do you know what I mean? If there is, okay, I might have missed it.
No, there's no.
I'm in the airport with my best friend. We're sitting down, yappy, yappy, yappa. Charlene told me something. I can't remember what she told me. And I goes, fuck off. Like, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, no way. Like, yeah.
When I tell you, this man turned his head. He was sitting behind Charlene, but like across from me. Turned his head, like faced me and scoffs. Was like, oh. And tore him back.
As if we're in a church.
Do you know what I mean? I said, is he all right? Charlene goes, who is it? Your man sitting there. Is he okay? Excuse me. Fuck off.
Crazy.
I wanted to make as much noise as possible. I wanted to infuriate him even more for looking at me like that.
No, you can't even give people that.
I really would have loved him to be like, your language is atrocious. So is your face. Leave me alone.
He obviously had a bad day in the office and wanted to take out.
Well, he should start cursing then. It really releases
anger.
Anger and energy.
End up anger.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
No, go away, like.
Yeah.
I think it's in the Irish to just, I use that for everything. Like, I use.
Fuck off. Like.
Oh, I use a bit of language dribble drabble here and there for everything.
Yeah. It'd be different if you were going around screaming, fuck you, fuck
it. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Or the C word, like, blah, blah, blah. You literally were saying in a shocked way.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't as if I was telling you to fuck off or your man behind. It was an expression to be like, wow, or like,
yeah,
you know, fuck off. Like that. He was absolutely disgusted with me.
Yeah. Put in some AirPods if you don't want to hear.
Do you know what I mean? Got up and took his Tom Ford bag with him but left his mobile phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't.
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Take the phone as well. Like, yeah. I mean, take it all.
He was just, only him was bad in the airport, really. I think he just ruined our experience at the airport.
Yeah, he just had me kind of in the height of it. And we were delayed as well. And I was kind of.
Yeah, that was delayed.
So that's my rant of the week. Just the man. Like, if you don't like what you're hearing, you move, not me.
Yeah. I would move if I was him just to be.
Imagine telling me to move.
Like, if you don't like sitting beside someone, move. Don't fucking scoff and everything.
He scoffed at me like as if, how dare you?
Can't.
Leave me alone.
Not I hate in the humor. Man.
There's my rant.
So, we get to do one dilemma a week. Also, if you agree with a rant or you want to send in your own, or if someone has been rude to you or scoffed at you lately, send in to homeydrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram as well as homeydrinkpod. We get like input for dilemmas there and different stories and stuff. So if I was you, we get to give you a very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your situation. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And these are all sent into our email address, homeydrink@golownow.com. And that's the only way we take them in. They're all anonymous. So this is today's. I used to get one my next door neighbor last year in college. After a few times meeting up just casual, I started to like him more and he said he liked me too, but only ever texted me late at night to come over. Over the summer, he stopped snapping me and we had no contact. I could see by his Insta he went on a lad's holiday and it felt like he just forgot about me because I wasn't as convenient for him. I found this hurtful. In September, he got back in touch, but again, just for sex. He said he missed what we'd had and I had too, but when I thought about it, something in me was like, no, don't. He kept texting me for ages, but it felt like he was going for me because he'd no other options. It was just rag week in college, which is basically a week of going out and drinking. I haven't gone out because I am at my work placement, but I can see he is out and he has not texted me at all since the week began. I just know it's because this is his opportunity to get with other girls and he doesn't need me. I'm so hurt by this, although he's completely single and I haven't seen him in months. It's like when he knows he's going to be seeing loads of girls, he doesn't need me anymore to have on the side. It hurts because we were so intimate when we were together and it feels like he forgets all about me when the opportunity is like a week to go out and see girls comes about. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy, but please stop making yourself available to that man.
Yes.
You're answering your own question there.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you're not crazy, but you are going to hurt yourself by keep going back if you know that he does this every time.
Yeah.
It's a pattern. He's making you feel shit. Like, is it worth the feeling shit to be happy for a few, like, the time you spend with him? Like, you know, it feels nice when you're with them and like, you're like, oh, he likes me, you're talking, like, it feels normal and nice and it feels worth it, but it's not for all the time that you spend overthinking it and time to think about him with other girls. Like, that's just not, the value is not there.
He's, for both sides. Yeah, that's a block and delete situation kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's saying, oh,
of course he does. Yeah. And it is convenient and men do think like that. And it doesn't take anything away from you or mean that you're not special and you're not worth anything, but
it's just that he isn't seeing that.
Yeah. And if a man in their head decides that they want to be single, sometimes obviously it's different. You end up meeting someone and who says they want to be single or not. But I think when they've in their head they want to be single, they will keep at that, even though they could see it being something more.
Yeah.
They're just like, you're in the box that I have you in my head. That's
and it stays
kind of where you stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop making yourself available for him. It's not worth the happiness that you might feel with him when you're with him.
A small amount of happiness for now you're sitting questioning everything.
Yourself.
So, yeah.
Insecure.
You should never be made feel like that.
No.
No.
And you're so young, you're in college. This is your time to go out and play the field and absolutely meet people. Not time to be hung up about boys, not even prioritising you in the slightest.
No.
So I think we're going to give you the tough love.
Block.
Yeah.
Don't even look at his stuff like that long. Yeah. Annoy you as well. Like,
and then he will literally, and it's going to be hard because I know he's going to come running back.
Yeah.
Men don't like to be not in the control of things like that.
He's going to try, but if you give him no access to you
yet, then
see ya.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
So as usual, you can send in your dilemma or your rant to homeydrink@golownow.com. We're also going to be introducing a few new segments.
Yes.
Very, very soon. So send us in any bedroom dilemmas that you're having. Literally anything can be from willies to lingerie to, I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
Smaller things. anything bedroom related.
Why was I going to say bed bugs? Please don't.
No,
I'm
not.
Maybe not bed bugs.
Anything but that we can handle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can let us know. And also, if anyone's in your life and they're showing a red flag, let us know. Like, it can be one little thing. It can be literally like they don't take their shoes off and when they sleep.
Remember your man who was wearing the coat in bed? What was the gig with him?
What was that?
That was a bit strange.
It can be little tiny, something small, so niche. It can be niche or kind of be like broad, and we can tell you if it's a red flag or not.
Yeah.
We can help you decide. Thanks to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you so much, Pennies. We adore you.
You can freshen up all their essential pieces, of course, as always, in your nearest Pennies or Primark store right now. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.